Do you want me to pull Hurst? Pull, job comes to be done in the end.
Yeah, in the end, you know, 4-1 against a team that's third in the league and going very well. And to be 1-0 down, got to be pleased. And we're through to the next round, which is the all important part.
Yeah, if we go through the game, a couple of good chances for you very early on today.
14 seconds, I think, I looked at my watch. Nathan Arnold, I think perhaps a left footed player would have had a touch. It was set perfect, to be honest, but went down the keeper's throat. Had four or five other chances that I was making note of, and then I stopped doing it. But fell behind to a fantastic strike from the lad Daniels.
Yeah, which is the last thing you want to do, isn't go behind. And it was important you got back before half-time.
Yeah, and you know, although they are the league below, it's kind of almost worse against a team like that, that it gives them perhaps a little bit of belief. Because I thought early on it was almost like they were looking forward to the game, but then they realised maybe what was up against them. But then the goal gave them a bit of confidence, and you know, thankfully we got ourselves back in it and level at half time through Podge. But I just felt that we were always going to score goals today. I had kind of that confidence from watching the first 2 minutes of the game, and not just because we had a chance, just the way that everything was set up. I thought we were always going to score goals. It was just a case of not, you know, being behind in the game for too long and giving them something to hang on to.
Two decisions Harrogate not over happy about. The first one when they didn't get a penalty and their player was booked, and the second one when Town did get a penalty. What were your view on the two incidents?
I said from where I was, if it had given a penalty, I couldn't have had any arguments at the time. It's a long way to look across. I think I've heard afterwards, apparently, that we got the ball. That's from one of their players, so I don't know. And all I would say is the referee made a very quick and decisive decision. It wasn't like he was thinking about it, so pleased that that went our way, even if it should have, because you never know in the box. From where I was, I would say the second one did look, our penalty looked a blatant penalty. But again, maybe there's a bit of contentious decision there, I'm not sure. But my first thought was it's a definite penalty.
And the next goal coming so quickly after that really killed the game, didn't it?
Yeah, I think second half we upped it, but we had the wind behind us back, which was important. We didn't just, you know, kick it long and let it run through, which is what we did quite well for a lot of the first half, where we pushed up and a lot of their play or goal kicks went straight through to James McEwen or out for a goal kick. But we upped it, I think, second half, and like I say, in the end, it was pretty comfortable.
Played Danny East at right midfield today, and he had a good game.
Yeah, he did pretty well. I think he's one that's got it in his locker to play more than one position. We know that. Play the fullback, certainly. Seen him play centre-half before. You know, I've been told he's played central midfield. Odd time I asked him to do that in training. And today was a good outlet for us, certainly from goal kicks first half. Helped us get up the pitch and won numerous headers, and has got the quality on set plays and crosses.
Yeah, he played the sort of Andy Monkhouse role, didn't he, a lot this afternoon?
Yeah, I suppose we could label it that now. Not if you want to be compared to Andy, but yeah, he did a similar job.
And nice to get Josh Rennie on for a few minutes at the end, and he impressed.
Yeah, he's good footballer, as I said, and you know, the bit I liked is when he kind of headed their player, giving away, 7 or 8 inches, and you know, I think he took a knock for it, but he just gets on with it, and that's what I like about Josh. And he had a drive into the box and was unlucky with his cutback, so great experience for him.
Omar Bogle went off, was it a facial injury?
Yeah, just a clash of heads or something like that. He's got a bit of a swollen eye, but I think realistically just probably wanted a little bit of love. Asked everyone to check that he's okay, and I'm sure he'll be fine for Cheltenham.
Important thing that you got through it, important thing you didn't have a replay, and it looks like Cheltenham have got one.
Right, I haven't seen the scores, so that's perhaps give me something to do next week before we play them on Friday.
And Friday now is the next thing, the big game. You kept the players in, didn't rest them today, didn't take Diz off a little bit earlier that I thought you might do, and I suppose, you know, that's respect to Harrogate, and in the end it was a job done, as we say.
No, I still felt that, you know, in the last probably 20 minutes or so, it was comfortable, but before that, I still felt they were in the game, in all honesty. I didn't feel 100% comfortable, I think because they were, you know, slightly gambling, I still felt we might score at the other end and perhaps could have had a couple more. But Diz had had a couple of free kicks go against him. I think we were on a last warning. So I wanted to get him off once I felt that the game had been won.